Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nanga def. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Promoting fear and anxiety and division. So tonight, let us come together with stories of wisdom. I, for one, this man behind me lived to be 95 years old, my dad. That's my dad in his football uniform at the University of Nevada. And he played for the NFL in 1949 to 1953. So he was a pioneer, a leading figure in the community of black men to play NFL football back in the day. Pioneer and a legend. He's a legend in that area. So this is my wisdom I had for all 66 years of my life. I had this man teaching me about wisdom. Not every day. He was definitely talking to me about wisdom, but his characters in this drama, like Fauci and Gates and Malinsky, the CDC director, no wisdom there whatsoever. They're just puppets on strings doing what they're told. So that's the drama we're seeing playing out. And we don't have to drive into that drama at all. We just know what's going on because we have wisdom and consciousness. So I want to start out with a little audio about ants, because ants, to me, are part of the ignorant. We've got a society right now that, in my opinion, is a pandemic of fear and ignorance. And if you look at the word ignorant, it means we've ignored the ant. So I found this really cute video. It's only 3 minutes about wisdom of the ant. So let's just tune in and listen to this really informative, enlightening, and educational teaching audio about the wisdom of the ants. I love it.
I want to share a very important philosophy with you today. It's a philosophy I think everyone should hear. Proverbs 6:8-11. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. Yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit and scarcity like an armed man. Here's the five philosophies that we can learn from ants. Ants have no commander. Ants don't need a commander to tell them to get started. They work faithfully and need no outside accountability to keep them doing right and doing the right things. They work hard and will replace their anthill when it gets ruined. Meaning, if you want to apply this in your real life, be proactive, be honest to yourself, and be industrious. Ants plan ahead. Ants think winter all summer long. They store provision in summer. They think the clock is running out of time, and they are hurrying to get food back to their hive. Meaning, they hustle hard in advance to secure their future. Ants stay positive, always. Ants remind themselves that winter does not last long. They know they'll soon be out. Meaning, whatever happens in your life right now, it will not last forever. Ants never quit. They only change their approach. If they're going somewhere and you stop them or block their pathway, they'll look for another way up, down, all around. They keep looking till they find another way. Meaning, be learned to embrace struggle and hardship in your life. Be flexible and be like ants who don't quit. Winners are not quitters. Ants always do their best, meaning give your best in everything you do right now. It will always lead you to the greater things and the next level in your life. Thanks for watching this video. Share and subscribe for more amazing inspiration.
Okay, that's one of my favorite scriptures, Proverbs 6:8-11, talking about the ants and wisdom. And the five, he brings out, I think, very appropriately, five things about that ant that we as humans are missing. First of all, they have no commander. They're not looking to their government or anybody else. They have innate mind ability. Ants in their little bitty body. If you watch ants, my grandchildren love to just watch ants and how they pick up food and carry it over here. They spent, I don't get up, 15, 20 minutes at the park one day just watching ants, how they move around. We're laughing at them and talking to them and all that. And it just really is amazing to sit and watch them. It's very peaceful and calming even to watch the wisdom in action. They have no commander. Why? Because it's innate within them. Same for us. We have intuition. We have this mind. We have this sight. We have this mind-body microbiome system that really is put in us innately in greatness in the womb to help us make decisions, be proactive, and plan ahead, stay positive, never quit, embrace struggle, and give our best. That's what the ants do, the little bitty creatures. So that's the first example I want to lay out for us about how enhancing and blessing our choices with wisdom can bring us joy and happiness and prosperity. And the ant is one of the best examples. We've got a whole society that's making choices about what to put in their bodies right now. And if we don't know the consequences of injecting something in our body, then that's where we're going to have suffering. And unlike the ants being blessed and enhancing our choices, we're going to have suffering and more disease. So I have three examples, and then I'll go to the phones. I see someone has pressed one already. I'm glad to see you in the studio pressing one. Because what I would like invite you to do is comment about the people in your life who have wisdom. like my dad behind me here, where is he, over here. If you've had people who lived a long life like my dad, 95 years, and they've shown you and demonstrated to you wisdom, please share it with us tonight. Because that's what's missing in our society, especially in our young, some of our young people. If young people are not living in a household with their elders, which I think doesn't happen very often anymore, then they're missing out on a lot of wisdom, because those elders can teach them all the lessons they learned in their time on this earth, going through wars, going through poverty, going through Jim Crow, all those things. My dad went through war, Jim Crow, poverty, three marriages, all of that. If you didn't live in a household with those stories and those experiences, you kind of missed out on some things. You might have had to go to war to learn that. But it's a lot better to hear it from someone who experienced the World War and all the other things than to have to go through that yourself. Because remember, the ant is proactive. Ants don't react. They are proactive. That's one of the things we're doing in our society. We're reacting to a lot of things instead of being proactive. So I have three examples of wisdom, the definition of wisdom, so we are all very clear as we move forward on how your choices can be enhanced and blessed with practicing more wisdom versus ignoring the ant with ignorance and fear. So another example of wisdom is from a Hindu interview. I'm in an interview of a Hindu man. So we'll go from the ants to Hindu.
You had mentioned earlier, just because someone learns something doesn't mean they're wise to it. What is the difference between knowing, like knowledge, knowing information, and wisdom?
I would say knowing is taking information, absorbing information either through listening to it or reading about it, having it registered in the subconscious. And then when it sits in the subconscious, it's sitting there with other information. The subconscious is basically a storehouse of information. It's your hard drive. And then your intellect then processes all that knowing, that information, and then spits it out in different ways depending on who you're trying to entertain at the party. That's knowing. Wisdom is knowledge coming in and then that knowledge being applied in a timely way. And my guru defined wisdom as the timely application of knowledge, right? So how do I take that knowledge, apply it at the right time so that it actually creates a change in my life? It's very different than learning about awareness in the mind, going to a party and go, by the way, we had an interesting guest today on our show. He's a Hindu priest, and he talked about awareness in the mind. Very fascinating. That's useless. That's knowledge, right? Wisdom is going like, I go to get my car. Somebody yells at me. My awareness gets pulled to the angry area of the mind, and I go, oh, I learned this earlier today. I can bring my awareness back. I am not going to go to the anger of the mind and take that knowledge and apply it right now. That person is taking my awareness to an anger of the mind. I'm bringing it back here and say, you know, he's trying to make me angry. I'm not going to go there. That's the timely application of knowledge, and that is what wisdom is.
So from the Hindu priest, we have the timely application of knowledge from the Hindu priest. And I love, he says, that creates a change. The interesting thing about applying knowledge in a timely way, some people don't want to change. So that's why I think we have a lot of people in this world creating the same drama over and over again, because they don't like change. They'd rather stay in their drama, stay in their suffering, whatever, than make changes. So wisdom, as this Hindu priest points out, is going to create change in your life. I, for one, made some changes in my life after being sick for a couple of weeks with the flu symptoms. And I say flu symptoms, and they say, well, you had COVID. No, I didn't have COVID because, number one, I didn't lose my sense of taste or smell, which was one of the symptoms. And I had absolutely no problem with breathing. My lungs are strong. I was breathing perfectly during those 2 weeks where I had a fever and coughing and no energy. Those were the symptoms I had for about 2 weeks, fever, coughing, no energy. And so somebody, well, you should take a test. You need a test. So So I went to Walgreens, bought a little COVID quick test, and it said, oh, it's positive. Well, that's when fear hit me. It was like, oh, my goodness, this test isn't positive. So I'm looking at this test. Oh, my, what do I do? What do I do? So we've been hearing about monoclonal therapy. Monoclonal therapy, that's going to get rid of it. It has antibodies. So I scheduled a monoclonal therapy appointment, and I missed it. I said, I don't know if I want to do that. And then it came, I was still sick, and I said, I better go ahead and do it because the Walgreens test said I had the virus. So I go and have this monoclonal therapy. My blood pressure went so low when they injected this monoclonal antibody therapy. I have no idea what was really in it, but it's supposed to help you get over whatever. So I got better. I did get better in like 2 days. I was feeling much better. And from that point on, I was better and better and better, and I was doing all the things I do. But once I got to a point of able to apply knowledge to my experience in a timely way, I thought, I got a detox of all these drugs I put in my system. I had started out with antibiotics because I had a urinary tract infection, then another antibiotic prescription because the ivermectin, that was another drug I put in my, ivermectin said, oh, you got to have an antibiotic because the ivermectin, the protocol is you have an antibiotic to get rid of the bacteria. And I said, ugh, okay, I'm doing all this stuff reluctantly. Once I got to a point of my mind was clear, I started thinking about all the knowledge I had and information I had put into my subconscious, as he said. I said, what came is you got to detox now. You got to be. So I spent 5 days at least on bentonite clay, chlorophyll, aloe vera, and psyllium seed. 5 days. Ooh, got to get all these drugs out of my system. This is just too much. And then I had some Dr. Sebi's products sent to me. I did 2 bottles of really good blood cleaners, blood cleaners and immune system building from Dr. Sebi. Now I'm on a brain formula. I have never felt so much energy, and I have never felt so blessed in my body, mind, spirit right now. And I think it was because I had to change my behavior. Had to change my behavior, get a detox going. After I got through all that, those symptoms of fever, and which was normal for my body, I should have just let it take its course. But the fear came in. Oh, you got to have a test. Listening to people, you got to have a test. You got to do this. You got to do that. And so I did all that. But once I got through that, I started detoxing, putting in all these great herbs to clean my blood. Oh my goodness. My blood is so clean now. I don't know. I have actually been walking to the store that I used to drive to. It was half an hour or 20 minutes one way, 20 minutes. So I walked to the store. I felt great after. I'm like, oh, I should be tired. What's wrong? I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, I've been enhancing my choices to detox my body. So that's one of the things I want to encourage all of you. No matter what your choice, we've got to stop being divided about whether you took the jab or not. I don't give a damn whether you took the jab or not, because some people in my family have taken the jab. And I am no longer going to stay in a divided mind judging people. I'm just going to bring these blog talk radio shows, Health and Wellbeing on Friday, Soul Purposes. And the Spirit came to me this morning and last night that enhancing and blessing your choices with wisdom is your topic. Two or three times I kept hearing that. So one of the things we do is whatever choice you've made, especially if you put an injection in your body of chemicals that we know have all kinds of consequences and possible suffering, detox is maybe, and I would say detoxing is a repentant act. It's an act of repentance. If you're spiritual or scriptural, biblical or not, repentance means turning from your ways, creating a change in your body, and realizing that you can be blessed and enhance your choice to even get that jab if you turn to the biblical wisdom of the ant number one, and of the element where Yeshua the Messiah said, when you fast. Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus didn't say, would you like to fast? Could you fast? How about fasting? No, he said, when you fast, do this. So fasting involves detoxing, detoxing, detoxing. And this is the first step, I believe, of enhancing and blessing your choice, whether you took the jab or not. Turn from the idea that man has the solution, the only solution, which is to inject chemicals in your body. And even with me, that monoclonal whatever, I'm like, I don't know what was in that, but I'm just going to get clean my blood of all those chemicals, antibiotics, and all that. So that's my testimony. I wanted to be totally transparent about that because I have said I had so much energy. I'm sleeping 8 hours a night. Like, this is unheard of. And this is the blessing for me of turning from the idea that man has the solution. No, I'm the ant now. No commander. It's all innate. This little brain is working on its own. No commander except what's in here. And I'm being proactive, not reactive anymore. I'm not reacting to people saying, you need to take a test. You got to take a test. You got to take. No, I know what's going on in my body now. So be quiet. So we're going to go. Well, we might need to go to a break because it's like one. And then we have two callers. Thank you, callers.
Unmuted.
I'm going to open up Naima Latif's mic. If she wants to go ahead with a break, we're going to do that first because it's right at the bottom of the hour. And I'll let her play the commercials if she's ready. If not, she can tell me because her mic's open. And then we're going, when we come back, I want to hear from you. Who are the people in your life who have wisdom that you can share with us, what they're doing, what they've taught you?
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for a thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Disease of fear and ignorance. Let us be sharing the wisdom we've learned in our lives from the elders in our life, from even young people. Maybe you have young people. And, you know, Kofi, Eric James Stewart said that food is what heals us or makes us sick. Well, that's partially true. I agree with you. But my friend Elitam Elamim is a breatharian. He doesn't eat any food. He doesn't drink any water. This man is from another planet. But he's not sick. He has so much energy because he doesn't eat food. Food can be toxic. If we're not managing our food and detoxing and fasting occasionally, food can be toxic and poisonous to us. I know people who eat 3 meals a day and they're obese, they have diabetes, they're sick, they're tired, they have no energy. So everything in balance, right? So we're going to go to the phones. Mama AZ, your mic is open. Welcome. How are you this evening? Mama AZ, your mic is open. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Sister, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go right ahead.
Wow, this is deep. Dr. V, you never cease to amaze me. Besides getting eaten up by the mosquitoes out here, I'm abundantly grateful with where I am right now, no matter what. That little video, the ant video, honest to God, I just don't even have to trip when it comes time for people to be receptive of certain information that I've been knocked off of Facebook at least 20 different times for printing, for posting what you just played and so on and so on. And it's all good because eventually, even if it's 5 or 6 years down the road, it will be received when it's time. And one thing about the ant, it reminds me of being a Baha'i. We do not have clergy. I'm not pumping the Baha'i way is the only way. It is not. But one fascinating thing is we do not have a general in charge, more or less. And that's the beauty. You have to govern yourself, you know, for the most part. I mean, there is the Universal House of Justice, and you have got to get advice on certain levels, but it always goes back to you governing yourself and going within. Nobody can tell you. They can make the rules and the regulations, but no one can guide you and tell you like you can tell yourself if you go within. And I'm so grateful for this time in my life. I'm out here. I was blessed to go to the stronghold. My friend Ronnie, this is doggone mosquitoes, y'all. My friend Ronnie took me. And it was awesome. And so now I'm creating a PowerPoint of connectedness with these stones that I had many sacred fires at Cochise's stronghold with. I am now there outside my bedroom at the Gables. Actually, it's a retreat, a spiritual center for me, family, because here, I'm learning, I'm in boot camp, and I'm learning how to be able to govern myself because no one can tell you how to do that but you and the Most High. And it's time that we got connected to Source to get our guidance, not from these human people who don't really know themselves are true or choose to go within. And one of the major people in my life is John Kahn, one of my husbands. He was an old soul, and I didn't know it, but he had a lot of wisdom. He was an Aquarian, like my granddad, who really wasn't my granddad, but he was taking up that role and he was a 33 Mason, you know, and he had a lot of wisdom. And one of my husbands, who's still on the planet in Jacksonville, Florida, right down in on Conn Road, he many times that he would have a reasoning with me about things that I would get into, you know, my behavior and what have you, of being a militant and ready to just fight, you know. And he said, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what you come to the planet. He didn't say it like that, but, you know, to do. Very, very wise person, just like my granddad, Dozier Cunningham. So those are the two people that I can think of right off the top of my head that really were beneficial in my life. And then Mr. Lewis, who I worked for in high school, after school job, he was very instrumental in wisdom and my growth. Right today, all three of those people, I can go back to something that they guided me in a good way to do, and I'm grateful.
Hallelujah.
So thank you, Dr. Lee. Thank you.
And thank you for sharing that wisdom that you remember that someone shared with you, because that's, we're all in boot camp. Hey, honey, you ain't alone. We're all in boot camp right now. And as Lori Ladd, we all know Lori Ladd, she put out a video today, a really short one, that reminded us we're in boot camp. And we are not to be in this world. We are not to be participating in the world with all the drama going on and the people who trying to tell you what to put in your body and all that. But we are in boot camp. We are here to be. Remember that we are in a battle, and we are not to get caught up in the activity of people who have no wisdom. That's why we're doing this show, so you can start recognizing people who don't have wisdom. These people who are trying to tell you what to put in your body, mandating this and that, where is it in the Bible that this guidance, these words, these instructions are for your good and that are going to bless you? When all this knowledge, remember the priest said that applying the knowledge in a timely fashion creates a change. The knowledge that we have about this whole pandemic is saying, nah, we don't need the advice. We don't need your commands and mandates. We're going to pass on that one. And we're going to go to dandelion. That's what Dr. Baskin suggested on Friday. But dandelion growing all over the planet, that's where we're headed. We're going to lay down in the dandelion, roll around in the dandelion, suck on the dandelion, make soup, make whatever we can with dandelion. Now, we're going into wisdom mode, heavy to big time, because it's getting colder, and the flu season is here. And any of you who have struggling with the flu season, www.yourholisticlifecoach.com, that's me. Go there, and I'll help you out. I got protocols. I've been there, done that, and we can get through this. 773-499, your mic is up. Thank you, Mama AZ, for that beautiful testimony. 773.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right, it's Kofi. How you doing? Thanks. Good.
Can you help
good
you,
talking.
Kofi? Thank you.
And y'all
for
know
your,
I got a
comment.
Huh?
Thank you for your enlightening comments. Thank you for your enlightening comments on Facebook. I was sharing them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I always try to share comments on your Facebook to make people aware of that. No, but we went under witchcraft. The word COVID backwards is called Divok, D-I-V-O-C. Google that. It means under evil possession.
Interesting.
This is going to free you from the hypnotic spell that they put us under. It's called D-I-V-O-C, Divok, COVID backwards.
Right.
You know, Google it. Don't believe me. Just Google it and see what it says. They took that word and they changed it around. But at any rate, I mean, you're so on point is that the wars that we are experiencing is online. It's on the internet. When you go outside, that's peace. Go outside,
Yeah, true.
All right, you go on the internet and everybody complaining and all that. But I tell people, my family has land. If you don't have land, this is real talk. If you don't have access to land, a lot of people have land for their family. If you don't have land, you're complaining. You're begging the government for something. You're asking for something. And if you don't have land, land is cheap. Go acquire some land, put a tiny home and a garden. This is where we're going. This is what our ancestors did when they left the plantation. They created 600 black towns in America. So this is where we need to go. Stop complaining about everything and just get some land. Once you get that land and that dirt and access to your ancestors who are leading you, oh, it's a wrap. It's a done deal. I'm the president of 5 civilized tribes. You know, I advocate for Republican and Democrat Party, and they listen to me, and they act on what I do on behalf of sharing and advocating for the poor and everything. They listen to me because I know. I said, hey, you know, y'all are ignoring us, the black folk. You know what I'm saying? Stop it. You know, I already told my, stop it. You see what you're doing. 50 million immigrants are coming into America, this Haiti situation. Now they move them to Mexico. You know, this is our land, and we're here to govern it and being landlords of our land. And, you know, people have fought for land, and they, you know, we need to let them know that this is our land, you know? So
did you who was in your life that demonstrated wisdom to you the most?
My auntie. She cooked with the family. She cooked sweet potato pie, mustard greens, and Jello, and I was the one sitting, standing next to her. She'd give me the spoon for the Jello, and I'd lick it. Taught me how to cook. But one thing impressed me, she used to go back in her room and pray for hours. And I was like, Auntie, what you doing? I'm praying for the world. I said, really? And that impressed me. I called her. She's 98 years old. I called her last week. You know what I did? I asked her to pray for me. My auntie, your elders, the village, anyone. But my auntie is really, she kind of gave me the wisdom. You know, she's 98. I'm 59 right now. Okay, she's 98, so I respect it. I'm trying to live long like that. She was into herbs and everything, and the true wisdom comes from your inner being, your inner self. That's what a true wisdom is. And other people may speak to you and spark what you already know in you. You understand what I'm saying? So you're sparking the wisdom that's in people already, and we're speaking. You're igniting the flame.
Right.
But my family was the my auntie Corrine Starks. We call her little Annie. She sparked me because of prayer, because I saw her praying. You know, and I was like, wow.
Okay, so prayer, so Mama Z gave an example of wisdom in her life, and Kufi, you had me worried there for a minute talking about sweet potato pies and Jello because I don't see wisdom in that, but it was survival food. But the prayer, yes, the prayer. Okay, so we got two examples of wisdom. Seeing people, and you say she's 98 years old, she got some wisdom because you don't live to be that old and don't have some wisdom. So thank you, Brother Kufi, for that. And we're going to go to one more example of wisdom from the Hebrew language, from the Torah language, because we're really want to build up your wisdom choices tonight, your wisdom thinking, your wisdom heart, your wisdom intuition, because I'm learning every day more and more, not just from this man behind me. Where is he? Wisdom for 95 years of his life, but in my life, the choices that I'm making are a blessing, bringing blessings and enhancing my life more and more when I practice and I walk in this wisdom. So let's listen to one more teaching about wisdom, the foundation. We heard about the ants. They have no commander. It's all innate. And those, that little body of three parts, it's all innate. They were built that way from the creator. And then the Hindu priest says knowledge. When you gather all this knowledge all your life, then applying that knowledge time in a timely way is wisdom. So let's listen to one more definition or insight on wisdom.
Check this out. This is a thorn bush that I found in Jerusalem just outside the southern steps where the Temple Mount is. I mean, look how sharp that thorn is. Oh, I love this sort of thing. G'day everyone, my name is Dave. Welcome to my channel. So today we're going to be talking about wisdom. And I really think you're going to be surprised by the Hebrew definition of the word and by what the Bible considers to be wise. Because while knowledge comes from Google, wisdom comes from God. Oh, that's good. If this is your first time on my channel, this is the place where I like to do short videos designed to help you take the next practical steps in your spiritual journey. So make sure you subscribe to my channel if you haven't done so already and hit that little bell icon so that you get notified every time I post a new video. Now, over the past few weeks, I've been asking for your suggestions about what Hebrew words I should do videos on, and I've had tons of suggestions pouring in. And one of the words suggested was wisdom. So here we are. So let's put 2 minutes up on the clock and see if we can use them wisely. There's a verse in the book of Proverbs that describes how all wisdom comes from the Lord. And I used to think that this verse meant that if I wanted to be wise, then I had to understand all these deep theological concepts about God and basically memorize as much of the Bible as I could. That's because I thought wisdom was the sort of head knowledge and deep insight that only a few really well-educated people could have. But then I learned that the Hebrew word for wisdom, chokmah, goes way beyond just head knowledge. You see, chokmah does refer to people who have great biblical knowledge like rabbis and pastors, but it also refers to skilled craftsmen and laborers and accountants and artists. Really, anyone who uses practical skills to be successful in their daily lives. See, in Hebrew thinking, it's considered wisdom whenever you do a job well, whatever that job might be, which is probably why you read in the book of Job that wisdom is found amongst the aged. Aged or aged? Aged. I think it's aged. Because the longer someone has been developing and practicing a skill, the more chokmah, the more wisdom they have. Which reminds me of a saying that I once heard in Israel. The oldest olive trees produce the best oil. See, in the modern world, we're always chasing after youth, right? I mean, people pay big money to look younger than they actually are. But in the first century, in biblical times, people actually wanted to grow old because being old meant that you were succeeding at life, that you had developed skills, that you had wisdom, that you had chokmah. I love that way of thinking. So that verse that I started with from the book of Proverbs means that God gives chokmah to all of his followers so that we can be successful at whatever we do, whether that's teaching scripture or balancing a budget or preparing for a test or repairing a car or building a website or mowing the grass or fixing someone's plumbing or walking a dog or looking after kids or being a parent or being a spouse or painting a picture. God gives us wisdom so that we can do something and do it well. So that's chokmah, the Hebrew word for wisdom. It's not just about what you do with your head or your intelligence. It's about what you do with your hands and your feet and your life and your attitude as well. So what word would you like me to explain in Hebrew next?
Okay, so let me elaborate on that, because chokmah is a deep, deep word in Hebrew, and when you break down the letters of chokmah, it really gets deep and interesting. But what he was saying, what his insight and for knowledge is about, wisdom comes from the Lord. Now, my experience and my education The Bible replaced the name Yahweh with the Lord over 7,000 times. So when somebody says wisdom comes from the Lord, I'm thinking Yahweh. That's what the original Aramaic scriptures, and that's what the Strong's Concordance prints. Yahweh, Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, the Tetragrammaton, is the wisdom. Wisdom comes from Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh. What is Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh? Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh represents carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and one more element I can't remember right now, nitrogen. Or so Yahweh, the name, when he says wisdom comes from the Lord, wisdom comes from Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, and Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh is the tetragrammaton that represents the whole universe, because everything in the universe has hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen. Those are the four. So when you think of wisdom, Chokmah, and Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, that's where wisdom comes from. So we have to look at the whole universe to find wisdom. So when we think about, for instance, dandelion, this beautiful plant that grows everywhere that people think is a weed, that they're putting Monsanto on dandelion and killing it, there's no wisdom there. But when you think of Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, wisdom comes from Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, which is the universe. The sun is made of hydrogen. We are all made of oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen. All these elements are in Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh. So when you have knowledge and you can apply that in a timely way, you can make choices that are going to bless you and enhance your life, not cause suffering. And when you do have suffering, you can make changes if you behave like the ant that he just talked about in one way, doing your best. His message was wisdom comes from Yahweh or the Lord. And when you do your best, Yahweh gives you wisdom. So when you're doing your best, whatever that is, you're going to have wisdom flowing if you continue to create a change in your life and apply the knowledge that you gain in this journey. Especially the older you get, hopefully you're applying, you're getting a lot of knowledge, a lot of information coming through. And you applying that knowledge in a timely way, that's what the Hindu priest says, is wisdom. So we are going to go into a little bit about the ignorance. Why so many people today are suffering from a disease of ignorance and fear. Ignorance and fear. Why they don't have the element of wisdom, for one. The knowledge is not being applied in a timely way because they don't have it. Young people today think that TikTok is wisdom. Whatever, I think we're raising a bunch of idiots watching with this TikTok thing. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes really good information comes out of TikTok, and then other times it's like, whoa, please stop. Anyway, wisdom, we need, our young people need a little more wisdom today. So we're going to listen to a little something about fear. Okay, there's a teaching here that I want to play about the virus, because so many people are ignorant about this microbe part of us, and we were talking about this on a show on Friday or Saturday about how the virus came from Wuhan and all this, and it is just, that's just distraction. So I want to play this audio to bring us up to par about what's really going on so that you don't have as much ignorance as you had yesterday about what's really going on. Because what's really going on is we've got men and their ego minds thinking we need to improve our technology, and our technology is killing us. So let's listen to a little bit of knowledge and information that you can apply in a timely way. When you make decisions about what to put in your body so that you understand where we are and what's going on.
Now, I have 10 minutes. I wasn't sure I was going to get to this stage, but I can't help but say something about this whole coronavirus thing, if you want me to. So, again, when you know Steiner, You have the answers to the tests, but you have to then figure out the details. In 1918, after the biggest pandemic, the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, Steiner was asked, what was this all about? And he said, well, viruses are simply excretions of a toxic cell. Viruses are pieces of DNA or RNA with a few other proteins. They bud out from the cell. They happen when the cell is poisoned. They are not the cause of anything. And the first way I would encourage you to think about this is if you are a famous dolphin doctor, right, and you have been studying dolphins in the Arctic Circle for hundreds of years, or at least a long time, and the dolphins were fine, and then they call you up, Fred, all the dolphins or a lot of the dolphins are dying in the Arctic Circle. Can you come and investigate, right? And you have one question to ask. So show of hands, how many of you would say, I want to investigate a dolphin to see the genetic makeup of that dolphin? Nobody, because that's stupid. How many of you would say, I want to see if this dolphin and that dolphin has a virus because it might be contagious and that's why all these dolphins are getting sick? That fellow. How many of you would say, excuse my French here, somebody put some shit in the water here? Like Exxon Valdez? Anybody? Everybody. Because that's what happened. And the cells get poisoned. They try to purify themselves by excreting debris, which we call viruses. If you go to the current theory of viruses called exosomes, and the latest head of the NIH giving a talk on the complexity of viruses, you will see this is perfectly in line with the current thinking on what a virus really is. I had a dramatic example of this when I was growing up. Out right outside our house, there was a wetland, and it was full of frogs, and the frogs kept me up at night, so I taped the windows, and in the spring, they made a big racket. And then over time, the frogs were all gone. How many thinks the frogs had a genetic disease? How many thinks the frogs had a virus? How many thinks somebody put DDT into the water? That's what happened. Diseases are poisoning. It's one of the reasons why vaccines, so let me skip that for a minute. So what happened in 1918? There was a huge, in every pandemic in the last 150 years, there was a quantum leap in the electrification of the earth. In 1918, late fall of 1917, there was the introduction of radio waves around the world. Whenever you expose any biological system to a new electromagnetic field, you poison it, you kill some, and the rest go into a kind of suspended animation so that, interestingly, they live a little bit longer and sicker. And then starts in World War II with the next pandemic with the introduction of radar equipment all over the earth, blanketing the entire earth in radar fields. First time humans have ever been exposed to that. In 1968, there was the Hong Kong flu, and it was the first time the earth has a protective layer in the Van Allen belt, which essentially integrates the cosmic fields from the sun and the earth, from the moon and Jupiter, et cetera, integrates that and essentially distributes that to the living beings of the earth. And we put satellites emitting radioactive frequencies in the Van Allen belt. Within 6 months, we had a new viral pandemic. Why viral? Because the people are poisoned, they excrete toxins, they look like viruses. People think it's a flu epidemic. In the 1918 epidemic, the Boston Health Department decided to investigate the contagiousness of this, so they, believe it or not, took hundreds of people with the flu, and they sucked the snot out of their nose and injected it into the healthy people who didn't have the flu, and not one time could they make the next person sick. They did this over and over again, and they were not able to demonstrate contagion. They even did it with horses who apparently got the Spanish flu, and they put bags over their head, and the horses sneezed in the bag, and they put the bag over the next horse, and not one horse got sick. You can read about this in a book called The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg, who chronicles all the steps in the electrification of the earth and how within 6 months there was a new flu pandemic all over the world. And when you hear the normal explanations, how did it go from Kansas to South Africa in 2 weeks? So the entire world got the symptoms at the same time, in spite of the fact that the mode of transportation was horseback and boats, and there's no explanation for it. They just say, we don't know how that happened. But when you think about it, with these radio waves and other frequencies that some of you have in your pocket and on your wrist, you can send a signal to Japan, and it arrives instantaneously. So any of you who don't believe, there's an electromagnetic field that communicates globally within seconds, just is not paying attention to this. And I will only finish by pointing out that there has been a dramatic and quantum leap in the last 6 months with the electrification of the Earth. And I'm sure a lot of you know what that is. It's called 5G, where they now have 20,000 radiation-emitting satellites, just like the radiation-emitting thing in your pocket and on your wrist and that you use all the time. That is not compatible with health. I'm sorry to say it. It's not compatible with health. That is a water destructuring device. And for any of you who say, yeah, well, we're not electrical beings, we're just physical matter, then don't bother doing an EKG or an EEG or a nerve conduction test, because we are electrical beings and the chemicals are only the byproduct of those electrical impulses. And I'll finish with, anybody want to make one guess as to where the first completely blanketed 5G city in the world was? Exactly. So when you start thinking about this, we are in an existential crisis here, folks, the likes of which humankind has never seen. And I don't want to go all Old Testament prophet on you, but this is something that is unprecedented. The putting of 100,000 satellites in the very blanket of the Earth. And by the way, as I was going to say earlier, this actually has something to do with the vaccine question. And this got brought home to me because about a year ago or so, I had a patient who came in who was totally fine, a surfer and all, and then he broke his. He works as an electrician putting in Wi-Fi systems for very wealthy people. Electricians have a very high mortality rate. But he was fine. And then he breaks his arm and gets a metal plate put in his arm. 3 months later, he couldn't get out of bed and was total, you know, heart irregularities, just total collapse. The susceptibility has to do with how much metal you have in your body, as well as the quality of the water in your cells. So if you start injecting aluminum in people, they become receptors for absorbing increased electromagnetic fields, and that is a perfect storm for the kind of deterioration of the species, which is what we're now experiencing. And I'm just going to finish with one more thing, which I like to. It's a quote from Rudolf Steiner, and by the way, this was around 1917, so it was a different time. In times when there were no electrical currents, when the air was not swarming with electrical influences, we're talking 1917, it was easier to be human. For this reason, in order to be human at all today, it is necessary to expend much stronger spiritual capacities than was necessary a century ago. So I'll just leave you with whatever you can do to increase your spiritual capacities, because it's really damn hard to be a human being these days. So thanks.
All right. So when we come back from our break, Naima Latif was asking a question about herbs, plants for detoxing radiation. I'm going to give you some of those plants. Because the key is to keep your blood clean. And with all the crap we put in our bodies, the blood's not clean. That's what I've learned just the last couple of weeks, where my energy and stamina like went through the roof because I did a detox for like more than 7 days, just trying to get all these drugs out of my. So I was taking all kinds of herbs that were in Dr. Sebi's bottle. So when we come back, we got to go to a break. I'm going to give you some of the herbs that, just to answer her question, some of the plants that our Creator has given, the wisdom of plants to get our blood clean so that the river inside of us, like the ants, can flow smoothly and deal with all this radiation, radar and other EMG. So, Naima, your mic is open.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony and the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Medical doctor who talked about since 1917 we've had this increase in radar equipment, radiation everywhere, and then last year the big one, 5G, was introduced in Wuhan, China. See, all this stuff about where did the virus come from, that it's just a distraction. If you believe what Dr. Cohen just said, all this debate about we got to find where the bats are, we got to, it's a distraction. Because while we were all locked down last year, guess what was going up? 5G towers everywhere. So Naima asked a good question about, well, what are the plants that detox from radiation? I don't think we can get away from 5G. You're on an airplane, you're in a hotel, wherever, airport, you're going to have 5G everywhere. I don't think we can get rid of it. But this temple of the Most High, this human biological computer was created for times like this, in my opinion. And do your homework. I would suggest everybody look for the Invisible Rainbow book he was talking about if you want to learn more about this whole philosophy, this whole theory about the increase in radar equipment. He mentioned the book, The Invisible Rainbow. I need to find that book because that will give you the history that he was talking about that has increased the amount of radiation over our planet, and that is affecting our health. So what do? I found that just detoxing my body created more strength, more blessings. Just the choice to eliminate a lot of the junk and the processed food, and I don't eat that much anyway, but just changing, remember, changing, making changes is part of having wisdom. So when you change the way the things that you're putting in this temple, the microbiome system and the brain will start connecting again. And that's our Wi-Fi system. This Wi-Fi system has to do with a brain, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland. All this activity up here begins to connect better to the microbiome. Why would a creator give us trillions of microbes that we are now at war with? We are literally at war with our own army, the microbiome system, because guess what's in there? Viruses. And we've been told by the media and the government and this Delinsky whatever from the CDC every day that the only way, Rochelle Walensky is her name, the CDC director, And the only way you can overcome this disease, this pandemic, the only way is an injection of more chemicals. And guess what? The drugs that are being promoted, that's what's going to ruin your army. Your microbiome army is going to be totally disturbed, disrupted by the drugs and the chemicals that are in that shot. And I don't care whatever drug, even the drug I took, the monoclonal whatever, I don't know what was in that, but I knew something said you need to detox your body after all those, between the antibiotics, which wiped out my microbiome, at least most of it, I guess, and the monoclonal, that was enough to totally disrupt my system, weaken my immune system. Fever came in, coughing came in, and no energy. I connected the dots after all that, those choices I made to put drugs in my system to try and get my body to stop the fever and stop the coughing, okay? I made all those choices, and they got worse, actually, with the antibiotics and the monoclonal, all that stuff. And something said, the voice within me, the innate system, the microbiomes that were left maybe were communicating to my brain saying, you need to detox. And thank goodness I had someone in my life who sent me some Dr. Sebi products that were full of herbs, like, here's your answer, Naima, burdock root. Burdock root has been in my life for a long time, but I've never used it on a regular basis. But burdock root is one of those wonderful plants like dandelion that clean your blood. You just start looking for your products. This is one that I'm using called Banju for Brain Health by Dr. Sebi. And it has burdock root along with yellow dock. Yellow dock is also one of those herbs that cleans the mess out of your blood and gets the river flowing better. And elderberry, and one that's not in this particular one, is red clover. Red clover is amazing, amazing, amazing herb that cleans the blood. That's just three: burdock root, red clover, and yellow dock. All of those herbs, along with fasting. You can use all those herbs, and if you're putting McDonald's and french fries in your body every day, pizza, beer, all that stuff, your blood's not going to be clean. Because it's going to be a battle with your microbiome and your brain trying to figure out, well, what is this that we're trying to get rid of? But when you stop eating altogether, fasting choice, the wisdom in fasting starts to heal whatever needs healing. And that includes the damage from radiation that happens when all this 5G is floating around and you're not nourishing the cells in your body and you're not feeding your microbiome, which is a matter of fiber, fiber, and more fiber, and sometimes some probiotics. Kefir. I had to go to the store today and get my goat milk kefir. I love this stuff now because when my blood pressure went down after this monoclonal thing, I knew something had to be done. There was something desperately going on here. When my blood pressure went lower than it was at the time, I read about, or I heard from Dr. Daniels in the Panama that goat milk kefir gave her strength back. So I'm like, whoa, I love that. So just so happens Whole Foods sells a goat milk kefir. It's not raw, but I did find a raw goat cheese. So these are the type of things that your microbiome loves and wants to have in the mix of fiber and all the things to bring your blood pressure up to normal and to heal the body. So it's a matter of detoxing from all the chemicals and the drugs that we've been putting in our body as to how your body can heal, strengthen from all the radiation. We're not going to get away from this radiation. It's not going to happen. But I think the Creator knew that what we're going through today, we were totally prepared for if again, we're walking in wisdom. Because what is the guy says, the Hebrew word chokmah says wisdom comes from the Lord or Yahweh, or Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, hydrogen, which is everywhere. It's like, get out there, get some dandelions, get out there, get some sun, the moon, the stars, the trees. All of that is our answer to radiation. Because if you're living, and if you're living in a neighborhood that doesn't have trees, there's going to be a battle there going on, because those trees are our protection. And so we want to go into, I have another audio one, but unless you have, if you have any questions, comments, please press one. We want to hear from you about the people with wisdom in your life who you've learned from that can help us all make better choices during this second phase of the pandemic, where winter month is coming. And remember, the flu and cold season went bye-bye because COVID sells more drugs. COVID brings more fear. COVID brings more anxiety and all the other things that they're using this COVID for. And that's why so many people are in ignorance and fear, because they're listening to words. Whereas I said, oh, I've got the flu. Flu comes every year, especially in the wintertime. How did I get the flu in the summertime? Because I allowed my immune system to be depressed from drugs. Drugs is what, antibiotics and all the other things. So I want to give you some information about the Twilight Zone, actually, that we're in, and why it's so important not to be listening to the news, for one, and not to be listening to any conversation about the only solution is an injection of more drugs, which is going to affect your microbiome system, which is going to affect the river flowing in your veins, the lymphatic system, the circulation system. The solution, only one solution, is going to depress, suppress, and weaken your body. So this is a kind of an entertainment piece here about the Twilight Zone, because I keep saying we're in another episode of the Twilight Zone, and we got the main characters in this Twilight Zone are this Zelinsky woman. I just think we got to look at him as entertainer, like the Wizard of Oz, the man operating the machine. Rochelle Walensky is her name. Fauci, Biden. Biden is the real clown. So let's just listen to the wisdom behind this Twilight Zone, why people, how fear, how powerful fear is in this whole episode.
You're traveling to another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
With those words, Rod Serling began what is now considered one of the most iconic television series of all time. So iconic, in fact, it has been remade as a series 3 times on television and also made into a feature motion picture. Rod Serling was born on December 25, 1924. Encouraged by his parents, Rod would frequently put on plays in his family's basement for family and friends. When he was in high school, Rod began to write for the high school newspaper and had a reputation as a social activist. He was also interested in sports, but everyone said he was too small for the varsity football team. Listening to the radio was Serling's favorite hobby while growing up. He especially loved listening to horror shows while working at a local Binghamton, New York radio station. Although he was accepted into college, Rod wanted to enlist in the service for the war effort after graduating high school in 1943. Stationed in the Philippines to fight the Japanese, even though he had hoped to fight the Germans in Europe. His battle experiences while in the service influenced his writings and personal views for the rest of his life. Serling was no stranger to death, as he saw it on a daily basis while he was in the service, including a freak accident that killed another private he was stationed with at the time. A food crate had dropped from a plane and landed on the man's head, instantly decapitating him. Serling would later write many scripts using the unpredictability of death as a theme. During his time in the service, he was awarded the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star, and the Philippine Liberation Medal. Serling experienced nightmares and flashbacks for the rest of his life, as well as these traumatic events having an influence on most of his writing. Rod would later say that he turned to writing to get it off his chest. Rod began working at a rehab hospital after being discharged from the service in 1946. He'd been wounded in the knee while in combat in the Philippines, and it was an injury that would plague him for the rest of his life. When he finally entered college after the discharge, he quickly became interested in theater and broadcasting. Rod wrote, directed, and acted in radio programs at school while he was earning his Bachelor of Arts degree in literature. Here he met Carol Kramer, the woman that would later become his wife. Serling was also a daredevil of sorts, and he worked part-time while in college testing parachutes for the U.S. Army Air Force. He earned $50 for each jump and once was paid $500 for a particularly hazardous test jump. He also was paid $1,000 when he tested a jet ejection seat that the previous three testers had been killed on while testing. In 1957, Rod wrote a teleplay which he intended to be the pilot episode of his new television series, which he called The Twilight Zone. The episode was titled The Time Element and was initially rejected by the networks, but was picked up a year later and produced as an episode of the Westinghouse Desilu Playhouse.
Are you all right?
Oh, sure, I'm all right. Why?
Well, this morning you seemed so sure it was another year.
The show was a huge success and allowed Serling to begin production on his new, untested anthology series. Although Rod Serling himself is remembered as an on-camera presence in the original Twilight Zone, he actually only appeared physically in one episode in the very first season. That episode was entitled A World of His Own and was the very last episode of the first season. In that episode, Rod actually interacts with one of the characters in the episode itself.
In real life, such ridiculous nonsense could never...
Rod!
Up until that point, he was present only as a voiceover until the end of the episodes where he would do a preview of the next week's episode. There are many memorable episodes in that first season, including Time Enough at Last with Burgess Meredith, The Monsters Are Due on Maple Street, Third from the Sun, and The Hitchhiker. Rod himself wrote 19 of the first season's 36 episodes and did the teleplays for another 10 episodes.
So I just wanted to play that to remind us that we're watching a drama show and that that's one of the ways we can come out of our fear and realize that this is really a really good entertainment series we're going through. And the real thing, the real point I want to make, though, is trust. When we're walking in wisdom, who are we trusting? We're trusting our innate ability to make decisions, right, that are going to benefit us, that are going to bless us, that's going to prosper us. But many of us have been trusting their doctors and the government and all these people who are telling us you need some drugs in your body. Well, here's a little piece that Russell Brand is a comedian. But he does excellent research. So this is something I found. He was talking about why you can't trust Big Pharma. This is so enlightening, so revealing. And it should add to your knowledge as you chose wisdom, the knowledge that you can apply in a timely manner as to whether you should put more drugs in your body or choose something growing in the backyard like Naima has burdock and red clover growing in her backyard. But here's Russell Brand telling us why we can't trust Big Pharma.
The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is the agency that regulates big pharmaceutical companies, and it's funded by those same big pharmaceutical companies. Can you see any potential problems in the FDA being funded by the big pharma companies that it's regulating? The FDA used to be funded entirely by taxpayers, meaning it was sort of a public-funded body, and I'm sure there was some room for corruption or whatever, but ultimately the FDA sort of was housed within governmental authority. Now it is increasingly funded by the institutions and corporations that it regulates. What kind of problems could you imagine that might lead to? The FDA has moved from an entirely taxpayer-funded entity to one increasingly funded by user fees paid by manufacturers that are being regulated. User fees! This is our fee for using you. Today, close to 45% of its budget comes from these user fees that companies pay when they apply for approval of a medical device or drug. Isn't it mental? Like, when people say, there's no way we can improve our systems of government, yes, you can. Here's a few things. Don't have the FDA funded by the people it's regulating. ban lobbying right now, immediately. Oh, shoot, all right, that would definitely be better. That would definitely, yeah, when we say it couldn't be improved, we mean we'd prefer you didn't improve it because it's perfectly good for us the way it is now because we can all make loads of money from it, even if it causes tremendous, unimaginable suffering for ordinary people. That is, in fact, irrelevant. Oh, aren't those ordinary people meant to be who the government represents? Yeah, that is what it's meant to be, but it ain't that, so shut up. Changes in more recent years have also increased the number of standard new drug applications approved the first time round by the FDA from 38% in 2005 to 61% in 2018. What could have changed? In diseases where there are not many medication options for patients, 89% of new drug applications were approved the first time round. So it seems that there is an impact when the FDA is funded by the people that make the product that it is meant to be assessing and regulating, just based on, you know, data. Most recently, the COVID-19 pandemic has seen the FDA provide emergency use authorization for potential treatment in a matter of weeks, not months. The infrastructure and capacity to review the available information rapidly is due in large part to the funding from user fees. While the number and speed of drug approvals have been increasing over time, so have the number of drugs that end up having serious safety issues coming to light after FDA approval. Wow. That's amazing. So there's a consequence to that. When you approve things quickly because of economic reasons, profit-driven reasons, down the line, there are problems. Of course there are. Of course. If like the free market capitalism, it's done wonderful things. Brilliant things have been achieved. We didn't know enough then. The same way as in science continued. And do you remember when they used to put those mercury fillings in their mouths? Oh, we're not going to do that no more. It's poisoning your blood. But at the time, it was like, oh, this is the best we got. So we're not condemning science for being at a precipice of understanding. We are condemning it for not responding to the knowledge that they have currently. If you know that having a set of pharmaceutical companies regulated by an agency that they fund leads to bad drugs being released, change it. Stop it. Stop it immediately. And if you don't do that, don't claim that what you have is a system that's for ordinary people. Just a
point. So I hope you heard that clearly. That's the knowledge we need going forward to make better decisions. The FDA is funded by the pharmaceutical industry. Used to be the taxpayers were funding the FDA. So now when you hear CDC Director Walensky, beautiful brow brunette, come on and say, well, we're going to just let Pfizer do whatever they want to, the hell they want to do, because we know they're bringing in the checks. Knowledge for wiser decisions. Who can we trust these days? The FDA, the CDC, all being funded by pharmaceutical industry. And Fauci, I found out Fauci has been dishing out money to all these organizations, billions of dollars to all of these corporations, or these corporations and the FDA, CDC. Who do you trust? The question is, who do you trust? Are you going to trust anybody making chemicals with a needle to put that in your body, knowing that this is a profit thing? This is a profit thing. They're making the whole focus of FDA, CDC, Pfizer, Moderna, all these pharmaceuticals is to make money. In fact, one of the videos I watched, a pharmaceutical CEO came before Congress and asked him, why in the world was he charging $350 for a drug that used to cost $15? And he said, I have stockholders I have to please. My whole focus is to please my stockholders. Wow, I'm so glad we heard that, right? Now we know. Who can we trust? Who do you trust? True, who do you trust? Nature, sky, blue sky, birds, animals. A friend of mine got stung by a wasp today. I'm going to open up Naima's mic for the next last commercial. She got stung by a wasp the other day. And she was, oh my goodness, I got stung by a wasp. I need a tweezer. I need to, and I was like, okay. And what she noticed was that right away her feet, she had a flight fever and her skin turned red. But within half an hour, everything went back to normal. Why? Because nature did something for her that obviously needed to be done. As Kwame used to always say, they inject their poisons in us, or they inject their medicine in us. Wasp medicine, mosquito medicine, Mama AZ. all of that is going to, you're going to survive if you don't have a lot of junk floating around in your river of blood. But if you have those people who have allergies to that kind of thing, they got a lot of stuff in there that confuses the whole immune system about how to handle wasp medicine. So we're going to be wiser after time. When we come back from the break, we're going to do some breathing exercise because, to me, the solution for any emergency you have in your wasp stings, mosquito, whatever, is to start breathing. Breathing is worship. Breath in, out, breath in. That's not really your breath. It's the Holy Spirit's breath. It's the breath of the universe. You're breathing in air and the chemicals in the air that are going to help you survive and enhance your life, bless your life. So we're going to do some breathing when we come back so that we can remember what is the solution to trauma in our life, to certain events in our life that surprise us, deep breathing. So Naima Latif, if you want to play our last commercials, we'll be right back after that with some beautiful music.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Move Around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
And we are back to in the last, we've got like 20, less than 20 minutes left. We want to do some breathing together. Every Wednesday I do a live Facebook yoga class that promotes unity and harmony in the body. I believe that's the solution to all the division that's going on. If we can come together and promote spiritual practice of breathing and enhancing our body and choosing wisdom over all the other things we could do, especially when the ant demonstrates such wonderful proactive energy for wisdom. And then we have Dr. Cohen reminded us that it's hard to be human these days with all this radiation blasting all around us, that we have to become more spiritual. How do we become more spiritual? Breathing, deep breathing is one way we become more spiritual. A deep breathing practice is worship, because you are using your body, this temple, this sacred temple of the Most High. Activate the energy of breath and oxygen, and it's more than just oxygen. You're activating the energy of life from our Creator to clean the blood, to clean the lungs, to strengthen the lungs especially. People who died last year, we heard a lot about weak lungs, they couldn't breathe. When you're doing deep breathing practice every day, your lungs are going to get stronger. And you're not going to be in that category of my lungs, I couldn't breathe, because you're strengthening these lungs when you breathe from your diaphragm and exhale, inhale, inspiration and all that. So let us come, these last few minutes, do some breathing. I'm going to play a series of songs and music, and I want you to just breathe in for a count of five, hold it for a count of five, and then let it go for a count of five. And just keep that up so you get into the practice and the habit of increasing your strength in your lungs and practicing this worship that will help us survive this, the deception, the lies, the fear, and the division that is amongst us. So earth my body, water my blood, cleaning the blood, red clover, yellow dock, dandelion, all these beautiful plants our Creator has given us, were given to us to help us survive these times. But we have to be more disciplined, that's wisdom, and we have to choose foods and plants that are going to strengthen, not weaken our body, and especially drugs. All drugs made by Big Pharma weaken the body in the microbiome system. So that's the knowledge that we can take with us to apply the wisdom, choose wisdom that will enhance and bless this journey that we're on and not cause suffering. So let us get into a comfortable position, back, spine straight up, and listen to, close your eyes, listen to the words, listen to the melody, and just take your, if you have, take your hand over your belly button. When you breathe in, your belly should come out and go back in when you exhale. Inhale, exhale. And that pushes oxygen up into the lungs, strengthening the lungs. And we want to just create a collective unity tonight of truth, of love, and of blessings and wisdom. And take that with you tomorrow and every day of the week to strengthen this body. Be like the ant, proactive. We don't want to react to the weather that changes or the people in our lives who are, have been jabbed and they're giving off all these variants. Now, we don't want to react to that. We're going to be proactive from this point on and practice our deep breathing, get our herbs to clean the river out, the blood. Earth my body, water my blood. Let's do some breathing.
Earth my body, water my blood. Hear my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood. Air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves,
I make love to the breeze. I carry fists for the bone. I trust he will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird. Through many tons of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me. Close your eyes, can't you see? And my grandchildren are here. The rose, the crow, and the deer. I am surrounded by light, the light of stories. I need to quiet my mind, I need to listen. We are surrounded by light, the light of stories. We need to quiet our minds. Earth, my body, water, my body, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth, my body, water, my blood. Earth, my body, water, my love. Air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Deep breathing. Deep breathe in and out. Five in. Hold it. Exhale. Pause. You can feel it all of the leg in.
Full of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am. Full of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am. Full of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am. Full of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing. I am born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing.
Born of water, cleansing, powerful, healing, changing.
begin to open our eyes and quick inventory of how you're feeling. Maybe 5 breaths in and out is not enough for you. Maybe you need to do 10. But take inventory of how does the body feel. Do you still have pain or inflammation in your body? Because when you have pain, that's just a sign that something is out of balance and there's an inflammation, there's fire happening in your body versus a cooling sensation of blood flowing. And I don't know, I have Mama AZ, I don't know if she, did you press 1 again? I saw you go in and out. Mama AZ, did you have another comment before we go? Mama AZ, your mic is open.
Can you hear me, Dr. V?
Yes, we can.
You know, that's interesting because that's how I manipulate these big thunder stones. I mean, like maybe 200 pounds. You breathe. It's in your breath. And you go in and you go out. And I thank you for that meditation because I'm out here moving these godfathers, creating a spiritual altar. So thank us, Dr. V. Yes. You can move poundage if you do it in a good way. You can move it, and you can also tell those stones to lighten up a little bit, and they will. Thank us.
Okay, now, Maisie, don't hurt yourself. I know how big those big stones, you got to be moving all the time, but if you're being careful, I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in training. I'm in boot camp to find another way to continue being a part of this Oasis Overground Railroad, you know. So thank us. Thank us.
Well, and I wanted to share with people, Mama AZ has had a special connection to stones or rocks or godfathers, she calls them, in the earth. Because these rocks, I learned from being with her in Arizona and just knowing her, that rocks have a history. Stones have a history. Crystals have a history. These formations of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, as we said, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, hydrogen. Everything on this planet has Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh in it. And these rocks and these stones have a long, long history. You think about a diamond, how it gets to that beautiful shape and color. That's a history of pressure and stress, right? Those stones and rocks and godfathers have stress on their life, on their material for years and years and years. And then we see the end result or the current state of those stones. And Mama AZ has always had a special connection to feeling the vibration and hearing the vibration and the frequency of those stones. So now she's in a place that she's moving them around again. So people have always cautioned her about, you can't move those stones. And she's been moving them all over the country for, what, how many years now? And because that's what they wanted her to do is transfer these stones to different locations, actually, so other people could be blessed by the presence of these stones because they really do carry energy and vibration.
Unmuted.
That we're not even aware of. So thank you, Mama AZ, for sharing that. And I know those stones are blessing you in a special way because balancing and blessing your choices to do that, I'm sure, are bringing blessings and enhancing your very challenging journey right now to decide surgery, all that.
Oh, yeah.
So they're giving her a message of hope and confidence and so much more courage and so much more, which has helped her survive all these years. Tomorrow, Zelda will have a 17-year-old young entrepreneur, Cassia Anderson, joining her tomorrow on Monday Morning Mindfulness. So be sure and tune in tomorrow morning at 7 Central, 8 Eastern for Monday Morning Mindfulness. And Zelda always starts her show with breathing. So we're all the female solution holds getting into harmony and synchronicity and unity. We are all of the women on the female, we're getting into more unity, more synchronicity, more peace, more love, more support of each other, first of all, and giving you what we're getting from the Most High in the way of love and healing energy and knowledge. Remember, wisdom is all about taking that knowledge and applying it in a timely manner. So I'm going to ask Naima Latif to start our farewell greeting. And thank you so much for joining me this evening. I hope you share this with others who may need a little lesson on wisdom. That's what's going to heal our planet as we all start practicing more wisdom and getting in touch with the higher source, the Most High energy of the cosmos and nature and stones and trees and herbs especially. Remember dandelion, red clover, burdock, yellow dock. Those are just a few of the herbs that can clean your blood. And along with fasting and a prayerful life, we'll survive this pandemic that we're all in, this Twilight Zone episode. No more fear, no more fear, because we have the knowledge and overstanding, understanding now to know what to do. We can make better choices now because the knowledge keeps coming, the knowledge keeps coming. And the more we see loved ones suffering and making choices that we wouldn't make, that's helpful for all of us to learn and grow from what we're going through right now. So let us go out there and support one another. No more division. No more separating us from vaxxed or unvaxxed. That's nonsense now, because their whole method, the government, is their whole plan or their agenda is divide and conquer. So we've got to stop the division, stop judging, support your friends and relatives no matter what their choices are. Give them some knowledge and wisdom and keep going and shine your light. So thank you, Naima. It's going to take our globe. I'm going to be saying our global farewell because I appreciate all of our global family joining us. And I'd love to say thank you in different languages so that we can keep the love flowing and the communication going. No matter where you are, this is all about communicating with our family.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on
tomorrow morning.
Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeonkunyo, France, Merci, Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, Nyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you, and the mercy of God, and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.